Look at your neighbor, and if it's true in your life, say, God has been good to me.
Dile a tu vecino si Dios es verdad, Dios ha sido bueno conmigo.
Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Such a good day to be in the house of the Lord on a Sunday night.
Qué gran día estar en la casa de Dios.
What wonderful preaching in the house this morning. Anybody thankful for Bishop?
Qué predicación tan buena esta mañana.
Amen. I think we had one get the Holy Ghost, one get baptized.
Uno fue bautizado y uno recibió el Espíritu.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think the count is 99 with the Holy Ghost this year and 99 baptized in Jesus' name.
Tenemos 99 este año bautizados y 99 que han recibido el Espíritu.
Praise God. We've got a wonderful week ahead this week.
Tenemos una buena semana que viene.
We'll be in revival with Brother Jacob Phillips on Wednesday night.
Vamos a tener al evangelista Jacob Phillips el miércoles.
You need to bring somebody to the house of God on a Wednesday night.
Invita a alguien a la casa el miércoles.
And Sunday, next Sunday, we'll be in a revival with Brother Antoine Irvin.
Y el domingo que viene va a ser hermano Antoine Irvin.
Why don't we fill up the house?
¿Por qué no llenamos la casa?
Let's see what God will do this week in the kingdom of God.
Y veremos lo que Dios va a hacer en la casa.
Amen. We want to continue to pray for leadership as they travel.
Queremos seguir orando por el liderazgo.
We are so thankful that they have the opportunity to travel.
Estamos agradecidos que tienen la validad.
And we're going to have church here tonight.
Y vamos a tener iglesia esta noche.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 5.
Proverbios 5.
Proverbs chapter 5.
Proverbios capítulo 5.
While you're turning there, let me say what an honor it is to be here tonight.
Qué honor es estar aquí esta noche.
I love this people.
Yo amo este pueblo.
I love this church.
Amo esta iglesia.
There is no place on the earth like it.
No hay otro lugar como este.
Is anybody thankful for home today?
Habrán agradecido por su hogar.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 5. We'll begin reading in verse 20. When you got it, say amen.
En verso 21.
The Bible says, we'll begin reading in verse 21. The Bible says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his going. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. And he shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly shall he go astray. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly shall he go astray. God's been bothering me all week.
Dios me ha estado molestando toda la semana.
And he has confirmed his word many times.
Y ha confirmado su palabra muchas veces.
I feel like I got a word for somebody in this house today.
Siento que tengo una palabra para alguien esta noche.
Anybody going to help me preach on a Sunday night?
¿Alguien me ayudará a predicar esta noche?
Man. I want to preach to you today. Don't die without instruction.
No se mueran sin instrucción.
Don't die without instruction.
No se mueran sin instrucción.
If you put your Bibles down, I wonder, can you help me pray right now? I need the Holy Ghost to help me tonight. Somebody lift up your voice. Somebody touch heaven right now. And somebody reach God in the sanctuary right now. Lift up your voice and pray right now. God, we need you in this house. God, we can't do it without you tonight. God, but we need a move of your spirit, God. Anoint my lips of clay, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. Jesus, you're my strength and my redeemer. God, we need your word today. We need a move of your spirit today, God. We won't hesitate to give you the praise. Somebody say in Jesus' name. Clap your hands one more time as you're seated.
Aplaudan sus manos una vez más.
Praise God. Solomon was the son of David.
Salomón era el hijo de David.
And he was chosen as the third king of Israel.
Fue escogido como el tercer rey de Israel.
And after he was chosen king, the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Después que fue escogido, se le apareció Dios.
And he asked him the question. He said, Solomon, what do you want?
Y le hizo la pregunta, ¿qué quiere Salomón?
And Solomon responds to him.
Y Salomón respondió.
And he says, I'm only a child.
Dijo, solo soy un niño.
I don't know how to go in and come out among the people.
No sé cómo entrar o andar entre el pueblo.
He said, God, but if you see fit,
pero si Dios te parece bien,
can you give me an understanding heart?
Dame un corazón entendido.
He says, so I can judge the people that you set me in front of.
Para poder juzgar el pueblo que me has dado.
He said, God, if you give me an understanding heart, I think I'll be okay.
Si me das un corazón que entiende, voy a estar bien.
And God responded to him.
Y Dios respondió.
He said, I will give you a wise and an understanding heart.
Dijo, te voy a dar un corazón sabio.
And he said, Solomon, I'm going to give you something.
Dijo, Salomón, te voy a dar algo.
He said, I'm going to give you wisdom.
Te voy a dar sabiduría.
He said, above all that were before you.
Sobre todos los que estaban antes.
And all that are going to come after you.
Y todos los que vendrán.
And with wisdom from God, the wise man Solomon.
Con sabiduría de Dios, el Salomón.
The wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth.
El hombre más sabio en la tierra.
The preacher.
El predicador.
He would pen the book of Proverbs.
Escribió el libro de Proverbios.
And Proverbs are profound truths and statements.
Proverbios son verdades.
About this thing called life.
De esta vida que cosa se llama vida.
That are full of meaning.
Que están llenas de sentimiento.
The first seven chapters is written as advice from a father to a son.
Los primeros siete capítulos son como de padre a hijo.
He would talk about the value of wisdom.
Habla del valor de la sabiduría.
He would give warning against enticement of sinners.
Habla que no sigas al pecador.
And he would tell us about the reward for obedience.
Y de la recompensa de obediencia.
The preacher Solomon admonishes us in chapter 1 and verse 7.
El predicador Salomón nos dice en Proverbios.
That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
El temor de Jehová es el comienzo de la sabiduría.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Los insensatos desprecian la sabiduría.
In chapter 2 he would declare in verse 6.
Capítulo 2 declaran 6.
For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding.
Porque Jehová da la sabiduría, de su boca procede el entendimiento.
In chapter 3 he tells us in verse 5 and verse 6.
Capítulo 3 y 5 dice,
trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Confía en Jehová con todo tu corazón.
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Y no te apoyes en tu propia prudencia.
He said, in all of my of thy ways.
Dice, en todos tus caminos.
Acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
Reconócelo y te va a derechar.
In chapter 4 he reminds us in verse 7.
En capítulo 4 nos recuerda.
That wisdom is the principal thing.
Que la sabiduría es lo principal.
Therefore get wisdom.
Agarra sabiduría.
And with all thy getting, make sure you get understanding.
Y con todo lo que agarres entendimiento.
And finally in chapter 5 he begins to cry.
Finalmente en el 5 empieza a clamar.
My son, attend unto wisdom.
Hijo mío, está atento a mi sabiduría.
And bow thine ear unto my understanding.
Y incline tu oído a mi inteligencia.
As he begin to warn against the spirit of seduction.
Mientras empieza a dar anuncio.
He would talk about what would lie in wait for the people that would walk in the street.
Y le dice, ten cuidado de la seducción, las personas
en la calle. He would talk about the pitfalls that lie ahead.
Habla de las caídas que vienen adelante.
He would begin to talk about all the snares that would cause one to fall.
Habla de todas las cosas que te pueden hacer caer.
It was the spirit of seduction that was in the streets.
Era el espíritu de la seducción en la calle.
And at the end of the discussion,
y al final de la discusión,
he begins to let his son know what would happen if he didn't heed the word of God.
Empieza a dejarle saber su hijo qué pasa si no lo
hace. Can I tell every young man in the house today?
Le puedo decir a todo joven en esta casa.
That you ought to take time to read the book of Proverbs.
Que toma tu tiempo y lee el libro de Proverbios.
That you ought to read it every single day.
Léelo todos los días de tu vida.
That you ought to walk through the pages of Proverbs.
Camina por las páginas de ese libro.
So that you can get understanding.
Para que agarres entendimiento.
So that you can listen to the man of God.
Para que escuchas al hombre de Dios.
Let you know what lieth ahead in the street.
Y te deja saber lo que viene adelante.
I'm preaching to a generation today.
Estoy predicando una generación.
That the spirit of seduction is moving throughout the world.
Que el espíritu de seducción se está moviendo.
That the spirit of the age is moving in the
El espíritu de la edad está aquí.
But somebody's got to understand wisdom today.
Pero alguien tiene que entender sabiduría.
And you've got to get understanding in the house of the Lord.
Tienes que agarrar inteligencia este día.
Praise God. At the end of the discussion, he tells him what would happen if he didn't retain his words.
Final de la discusión le dice qué pasa si no lo retienes.
Back in our text, he says it like this.
En el texto lo dice así.
He says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord."
El camino del hombre están ante los ojos de Jehová.
And he pondereth all of his goings.
Y él considera todas sus veredas.
He's telling him, "I want to give you some advice."
Le dice, te quiero dar consejo.
That everything that we just talked about in chapter 5.
Que de todo lo que hablamos en 5.
He said, "These things that lie in wait for you."
Estas cosas que te esperan a ti.
He said, "If you will get snared by them."
Si te quieren agarrar.
And you will try to do secret sin.
Y quieres hacer secretos
pecados. Things that are out outside of the house.
Cosas afuera de la casa.
He said, I want you to know my son.
Quiero que sepas, mi hijo.
That the eyes of the Lord go in the way of man.
Que los ojos de Jehová miran los
and
caminos.
He's paying attention to everything that you do.
Y pon atención a todo lo que haces.
I come to tell somebody on a Sunday night.
Le vengo a decir a alguien esta noche.
That there is no escape from the eyes of the Lord.
Que no te puedes escapar de los ojos de Dios.
There is no escape from God being able to see what you do.
No te puedes escapar de lo que
puedes hacer. That's why I gotta live right every single day.
Por eso tengo que servirlo todos los días.
That's why when I leave here tonight,
por eso cuando me vaya de aquí,
I still gotta serve God.
Aún lo tengo que servir.
When I walk into my tomorrow,
cuando camino en mi mañana,
I'm gonna give God some praise on Monday.
Voy a alabar a Dios el lunes.
When I walk into my Tuesday,
cuando entra mi martes,
even though I'm separated from the people of God,
aunque esté separado del pueblo de Dios,
I'm still gonna be a worshiper.
Aún voy a ser un adorador.
I'm still gonna read my Bible.
Aún voy a leer mi Biblia.
I'm still gonna get down on my knees
aún
and pray.
Me voy a arrodillar.
I wonder if I got a witness in the house
habrá un testigo en esta casa
that says I want to live for God at all times.
Que servirá a Dios a todo tiempo.
The writer said,
el escritor dice,
I will bless the Lord.
Bendeciré al Señor.
At all times.
En todo tiempo.
Not just on Sunday.
No solo los domingos.
Not just on Wednesday.
No solo los miércoles.
Not just when my mama's around.
No solamente cuando
but
está
I'm
mi mamá.
Praise God in
pero
my
alabaré
room.
A Dios en mi casa.
I'm going to praise God in the secret places.
Alabaré en los secretos.
I'm going to praise God behind the closed door.
Alabaré en las puertas.
He said, "The ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord."
Los caminos del hombre están ante los ojos de Dios.
And not only does he watch everywhere you go,
y no solamente mira donde vas,
but the Bible says that he pondereth all of his goings.
Que considera todos sus veredas.
Can I tell you, God is thinking about you every day.
Dios está pensando en ti todos los días.
When you begin to wake up in the morning and take your first step,
cuando te levantas y tomas el primer paso,
God's wondering which way are they going to go today.
Dios está mirando a dónde vas.
Are they going to acknowledge me in all their ways?
Me conocerán en todos sus caminos.
Are they going to let me direct their path?
Dejarán que yo dirija sus caminos.
Or are they going to walk in their own way?
O caminarán en sus propios
and
caminos.
Forget about the house of God.
Y se olvidarán de la casa
and
de Dios.
And forget about the word of God.
Y se olvidarán de la palabra
and
de Dios.
And forget about the ways of God.
Y se olvidarán del camino de Dios.
Hey, it's okay to be a Christian on your job.
Está bien ser cristiano en tu trabajo.
It's okay to still be apostolic
está bien
at school.
Ser apostólico en la escuela.
It's okay to be apostolic out in the street.
Está bien ser apostólico en la calle.
This is not just for the house.
Esto no es solo para la casa.
But you gotta show forth the praises of him.
Pero tienes que enseñar las
alabanzas. That has called you out of darkness.
De que te llamó fuera de la oscuridad.
And into his marvelous light.
Y a su luz maravillosa.
I wonder, do I got any priests today?
Me pregunto si habrá un sacerdote aquí.
I wonder, do I got a royal priesthood in the house?
Si habrá un real sacerdote en la casa.
I wonder, do I got a separated people today?
Si tenía un pueblo alejado.
Somebody give him praise right now.
Alguien alábelo ahorita.
He said he pondereth all his goings.
Dice, considera sus veredas.
And then he's warning him, remember.
Y luego le está diciendo, acuérdate.
Of what would happen if they would dismiss instruction in their life.
De que ten cuidado que si tú no oyes la instrucción.
He said his own iniquity.
Dice, su propia iniquidad.
Shall take the wicked thereof.
Tomará al malvado.
And he shall be holden with the cords of his sins.
Y tomará eso.
He said he's going to be held with the cords of his sins.
Y se va a estar agarrado con sus
and the Bible says, and when I read this, this jumped off the page.
Y cuando leí esto en la escritura,
he said, and he shall die without instruction.
Él morirá por falta de disciplina.
He said he's going to die without somebody telling him which way to go.
Él morirá sin tener instrucción.
And in the greatness of his folly,
y en la grandeza de su pecado,
shall he go astray?
Se irá en su camino.
Can I tell you today?
Le puedo decir esta noche
that instruction is warning or correction or doctrine.
Que la instrucción es doctrina, es corrección.
And God created ways to have instruction in your life.
Y Dios creó manera que tuvieras instrucción en tu
he
vida.
He gave us the word of God.
Él nos dio la palabra de Dios.
Is anybody thankful for the word of God?
¿Habrá alguien agradecido por la
that's
palabra?
That's forever established in the heavens.
Que está establecido para siempre.
He gave us the house of God.
Nos dio la casa de Dios.
How many thankful for the church of the living God today?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por la iglesia de Dios?
And finally, he gave us a man of God.
Finalmente nos dio un varón
is
de Dios.
Is anybody thankful for a man of God in
¿habrá
your
alguien
life?
Agradecido por un varón
is
de Dios en tu vida?
Is anybody thankful for a watchman on the wall?
Por un que está en la torre.
Is anybody thankful for a preacher today?
¿Alguien agradecido por el predicador?
But the spirit of the age
pero el espíritu del día
has been at work and is attacking those that are in authority.
Está trabajando y atacando a los que en autoridad.
The spirit of the age is at work today.
El espíritu está trabajando
este día.
It's
at work against your man of God.
Y está trabajando en contra del
varón. It's at work against the pulpit today.
Está trabajando en contra de este púlpito.
It's at work against the word of God today.
Está trabajando en contra de la palabra.
It doesn't want us to meet here today.
Y no quiere que nos juntamos aquí.
It doesn't want truth or wisdom to go forth in the house tonight.
No quiere la verdad o sabiduría en
esta casa. But I come to declare in the spirit today.
Pero vengo a declarar en el
espíritu este día. That the word of God will be preached in this house.
Que la palabra va a ser predicada aquí.
That truth will be declared from the.
Que la verdad va a ser declarada.
That the. But we're dealing with the spirit of the age.
Pero tratamos con el espíritu del día.
Bishop talked about it this morning.
Obispo habló de él esta mañana.
He said it wants to distract us from the real purpose of what we need to do.
Nos quiere distraer del propósito de lo que tenemos.
And the spirit of the age is attacking the pulpit.
Y el espíritu del día ataca este púlpito.
And everything is coming against the authority that's in people's lives.
Y todo viene contra la autoridad que está en las vidas de las
personas. It wants to silence the sacred desk.
Quiere silenciar el púlpito.
It wants to give us a pressure and push up against us.
Nos quiere dar presión y empujar.
And it's telling us you got to tone it down just a little bit.
Y nos dice tienes que calmar un poco.
Justin, I understand what you were talking about earlier.
Y yo entiendo lo que hablaste esa mañana.
But it doesn't take all of that.
Pero no toma todo eso.
Why are you yelling and screaming in the house of the Lord?
Porque gritas en la casa de Dios.
Why don't you just bring it down a bit?
Porque no te calmas un poco.
New Life, you're being too radical. You need to just calm down.
Iglesia, estás muy radical. Cálmate.
It's Sunday night. You need to be sitting on the couch somewhere.
Es domingo en la noche. ¿Por qué no estás
but
en casa?
I wonder, is there a fight back in the spirit?
Pero me pregunto si hay alguien que pelea esta noche.
We come to the house of God,
que dice vinimos a la casa.
And we're still gonna worship,
y aún vamos a adorar.
And we're still gonna praise,
y aún vamos a alabar.
And we're still gonna lift up our voice,
y aún
today.
Levantaremos la voz.
There is a pressing up against the church.
Hay un empujamiento contra la iglesia.
A pressure that says you're doing too much.
Una presión que dice haces mucho.
A pressure that says you don't have to preach it just like that.
Una presión que dice no lo prediques así.
A pressure that says the people don't want to hear what you have to say.
El pueblo no quiere escuchar lo que dices.
A pressure that says just hurry up and get out of the way so we can go home.
Presión que dice ya termina para que nos vayamos.
But I wonder if I got one in the house of God today.
Me pregunto si hay alguien en la casa esta noche.
That'll say we still love the word of God.
Que dice aún amamos la palabra.
We still love the man of God.
Aún amamos el varón de Dios.
And we still love the house of God.
Y aún amamos la casa de Dios.
I wonder if I got somebody right now.
Me pregunto si hay alguien ahorita.
That'll say ain't no devil silence in my pool.
Que dice no hay diablo que va a pararme.
Ain't no devil in hell gonna shut down this church.
No hay un diablo que va a parar esta iglesia.
Praise God. Praise. There's spiritual pressure.
Hay presión espiritual.
It's coming from the outside.
Que viene de afuera.
It's pressing up against the church.
Está empujando contra la iglesia.
It's telling us to calm it down.
Nos dice que nos calmemos.
And then there is political pressure.
Y luego presión política.
That say we live in a progressive world.
Que dice vivimos en un mundo progresivo.
And everything is changing.
Y todo está cambiando.
And you're preaching a doctrine that's archaic.
Y predicas el doctrina viejo.
And you're preaching a doctrine that's not relevant anymore.
Y predicas doctrina que ya no es relativa.
But the devil is a liar.
Pero
on
el diablo
a Sunday
es mentiroso.
Night. The only doctrine that's worthy to be declared.
La única doctrina que es declarada.
Is the truth of the living God.
Es la verdad del Dios viviente.
We're still going to open up the book.
Aún vamos a abrir el
We're
libro.
Still going to tell the old stories.
Aún vamos a contar
We're
la historia.
Still going to talk about what happened in days of old.
Aún hablaremos en los
but
días.
Just like it happened in the old days.
Pero así como pasó en la Biblia.
God's got a revival for us today.
Dios tiene un avivamiento para este día.
Praise God.
Alabado
Somebody
sea
give
el Señor.
Him praise right now. That political pressure.
Es la presión política.
Where they begin to pass laws that prohibit us from using this book.
Donde pasan leyes que no nos dejan usar el libro.
There's an attack on the pulpit and on preachers.
Hay un ataque contra los predicadores.
Politically.
Políticamente.
And if they start passing laws.
Y se empiezan a pasar leyes.
Do you understand your preacher may have to go to jail?
¿Entiendes tu predicador tal vez va a ir a la cárcel?
But I wonder is there somebody in the house?
Pero me pregunto si hay alguien en la casa.
That when your preacher gets thrown in jail.
Cuando tu predicador lo mandan a la cárcel.
That there'll be somebody still declaring.
Que va a haber alguien declarando.
Hero Israel.
Oye Israel.
The Lord our God is one.
Dios es uno.
I wonder is there anybody in the house.
Me pregunto si hay alguien en la casa.
That'll still preach follow peace.
Que aún predica sigue paz.
I wonder, is there anybody in this sanctuary right now?
Si hay alguien aquí esta noche
that'll still preach Acts 2:38.
Que predica el hecho 2:38.
I wonder, is there still somebody in the house
si habrá alguien en esta casa
that you may have never stood behind a pulpit,
que tal vez no predicaste,
but you know how to get up on your feet
pero sabes cómo ponerte de pie
and say there's still only one way.
Y decir, aún solo hay un Dios.
You gotta repent of your sins.
Te tienes que arrepentir.
You gotta be baptized in
tienes
Jesus'
que ser bautizado
name.
En el nombre de
and
Jesús.
You gotta receive the Holy Ghost.
Tienes que recibir el Espíritu
I wonder,
Santo.
Is there somebody
si hay alguien en esta casa
that'll say there's still only one God.
Que dice, un solo Dios.
I wonder, is there anybody in the house
si hay alguien en esta casa
that will begin to declare in the
que
sanctuary
a declarar en el santuario
that the church is going to keep moving on.
Que la iglesia va a seguir moviendo.
Clap your hands all over this house.
Aplauden sus manos en esta casa.
But the spirit of the age,
pero el espíritu del día,
it doesn't quit.
No se detiene.
It keeps on pushing and pushing and pushing.
Sigue empujando y empujando.
There's pressure from every side, from without.
Hay presión de cada lado.
And everything is pushing up against the church to get us to stop what we're doing.
Y todo empuja contra la iglesia para que paremos.
And as the man of God is fighting off the pressure from the outside,
y mientras el varón de Dios está peleando con la presión,
the spirit of the age creeps in the church.
El espíritu se quiere meter.
And now he's got to face pressure from the inside.
Y ahora tiene presión de adentro.
Can I preach to you on a Sunday night?
Te puedo decir esta noche
that you have to watch the enemy and know his devices.
Que tienes que mirar al enemigo.
And you have to be careful in the spirit.
Y tienes que tener cuidado en el espíritu.
To understand when there's a crack in the church.
Y entender cuando una rajada en la iglesia.
And that the enemy wants to come in and start sowing discord amongst the brethren.
Y que el enemigo quiere venir a
and the enemy wants to come in and start putting a wedge between you and your man of God.
Y quiere poner bloquearte que a ti el
varón
de Dios.
Come on, somebody, I feel the Holy Ghost right now.
Yo siento el espíritu esta noche.
But there is an adversary.
Hay un adversario.
That knows if I can separate you from the pulpit.
Que sabe si te puedo separar del púlpito.
If I can get in your head and tell you what the man of God is preaching, it's too much. And that he just needs to tone it down just
y te
a little
que
bit.
Calmar un poco.
Then I know I can divide the church.
Yo sé que puedo dividir a la iglesia.
And I can stop the church in its tracks.
Y puedo parar a la iglesia en su lugar.
I'm telling you what I feel in the Holy Ghost.
Te digo lo que siento yo.
I believe that there's an attack from the outside.
Yo creo que hay un ataque de afuera.
But I believe that the enemy has creeped in the church.
Pero yo creo que el enemigo se ha metido a la iglesia.
And there is now a pressure on the man of God from the inside.
Y ahora hay presión en el varón de Dios de adentro.
And people are pushing up against the man of God.
Y están empujando en contra el varón de Dios.
And chafing against what's being preached in the house of God.
Y están peleando con lo que están predicando.
And saying you didn't have to say it like that.
Y dicen, no lo tenías que decir
you
así.
Didn't have to do it like that.
No lo tenías que hacer así.
You don't have to be so bold in the pulpit.
No tienes que ser así en el púlpito.
You need to tone it down.
Tienes que calmarte.
It's one thing for the man of God.
Es una cosa del varón de Dios.
To understand that he has a war on his hands on the outside.
Para entender que está peleando con lo de afuera.
But it shouldn't be that the man of God.
Pero no tiene que ser que el varón.
Would have to worry about what's happening on the inside.
De Dios tiene que pelear con lo que está dentro de la casa.
Psalm chapter 55 and verse 12.
Salmo 55 y 12.
Bible says it this way.
La Biblia lo dice así.
Psalm 55 and 12. It says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me.
No me afrentó un enemigo.
Then I could have borne it.
Lo cual yo habría soportado.
He said, if it was my enemy that was fighting against me.
Si fuera mi enemigo.
Then as the man of God in the city.
Como el varón de Dios.
I'm geared towards the fight outside of the church.
Yo estoy preparado para la pelea fuera de la iglesia.
But it was my brother that reproached me.
Pero era mi hermano que peleó.
It was fighting that was coming from the inside
que
of the church.
Estaba peleando de adentro.
Can I tell this church something today?
¿Le puedo decir a esta iglesia algo?
There has never been a day
que nunca había un día
that you have to pray for your man of God like you do today.
Que tienes que pelear con tu varón de Dios
como hoy.
I'm telling
you, today is the day.
O este es el día
that when you wake up in the morning,
que cuando te levantas en la
you
mañana,
get down on your knees.
Arrodíate.
And you begin to lift up your pastor
y
in prayer.
A levantar a tu pastor.
You begin to lift up your bishop in prayer.
Empieza a levantar a tu obispo.
You begin to lift up those
empieza a levantar a aquellos
that keep watch for your soul.
Que guardan tu alma.
Somebody got to hear what I'm preaching today.
Alguien escucha lo que digo.
I come to tell somebody in the sanctuary
le vengo a decir a alguien esta noche
that you need to get behind your man of God.
Te tienes que poner atrás de tu
and
varón
wherever
de Dios.
He says we're going to go,
y donde quiera que dice que vayas,
that's the direction we're going to go.
Esa es la dirección que vamos.
Whatever he says we're going to do,
lo que él dice que vamos a hacer.
That, my God, I feel the Holy. It's the spirit of the age.
Es el espíritu del día.
And it's creeping in.
Y se está queriendo meter.
And he's saying, you know what?
Y dice, ¿sabes qué?
What he's preaching is too hard.
Lo que predica es muy duro.
What he's pushing us to do is too hard.
Lo que nos está empujando es muy duro.
What he's trying to get us to do, man, is too difficult of a way to walk.
Lo que él quiera que hagamos es muy difícil.
But you've got to understand.
Pero tienes que entender.
This is God's system.
Este es el sistema de Dios.
I'm telling you, if you think.
Te digo si piensas.
That men want to come up here and just yell at people all the time, preach to them.
Quieren venir y nomás gritarte.
And people walk out of the church.
Y las personas salen de la iglesia.
And they have to deal with what it is to lose people that they've desperately cried out for.
Y tienen que perder las personas que han clamado.
I'm telling you, this is a rewarding job.
Este es un tiempo, un trabajo que da.
But this is the most difficult thing that you can do on the earth.
Pero esto es lo más difícil que puedes hacer en la tierra.
Because when you begin to lift up your voice and declare truth.
Porque cuando levantas la verdad y declaras la verdad.
There's going to be pressure that comes from every single angle.
Va a haber presión que viene de todo lado.
And I'm not singing a sad song today.
Y yo no estoy quejándome esta noche.
These are grown men that's going to stand up and do what God has told them to do.
Son hombres crecidos que van a hacer lo
but
que
as the
hizo.
Church of the living God,
pero como la iglesia del Dios viviente,
when they go,
cuando ellos van,
we ought to be behind
nosotros
them.
Tenemos que estar atrás.
When they move,
cuando ellos se mueven,
we ought to be moving with
nosotros
them.
Nos debemos de mover.
Preach the word, pastor.
Predica la palabra, predica.
Tell it plain today.
Dilo así.
Preach to me, preacher.
Predícame, predicador.
I need instruction.
Yo necesito instrucción.
If it was the enemy,
ni si fuera el enemigo,
I would have saw it coming.
Yo lo hubiera visto.
He said, but it was my brother.
Pero era mi hermano.
He said it was the one that I went to the house of God with.
Era el que iba a la casa de Dios con
yo. He said, and he was the one that reproached me.
Y él fue el que me peleó.
He said, we took sweet counsel together.
Dice, juntamos con mi
and walked into the house of God in company.
Y caminábamos en la casa
can
de
I
Dios.
Can I tell you if there was ever a day?
Si hay un día.
That we need unity between the pulpit and the pew.
Que necesitamos algo.
Today is that day.
Este es el día.
If there was ever a day.
Si había un día.
Where people need to cast aside their ego.
Donde las personas tienen que echar su ego.
And follow after the man of God.
Y seguir al varón de Dios.
Today is that day.
Este es ese día.
If there was ever a day.
Si hay un día.
That you needed to cast your pride aside.
Que tienes que matar a tu orgullo.
And follow after what thus saith the word of God.
Y seguir la palabra de Dios.
We're living in that day
right
now. Estamos viviendo
en ese día ahorita.
You ought to get on board with what God's doing.
Ponte de acuerdo con Dios.
Somebody clap your hands in the sanctuary.
Alguien aplaude sus manos aquí.
And with that division,
con esa visión,
there comes a place where you start dismissing the pulpit.
Hay un lugar donde empiezas
and you start dismissing the man of God.
Empiezas a ignorar lo que dice el varón de Dios.
And you start canceling the church of the living God.
Y empiezas a cancelar la iglesia.
And you turn it on when he's saying something you want to hear.
Y lo prendes cuando está diciendo bien.
But you turn it off if he steps out of your line.
Pero la apagas si no te dice algo
malo. I know this is a little bit different tonight.
Yo sé que es un poco diferente esta
noche.
But
I gotta tell you what the Holy Ghost said today.
Pero te tengo que decir lo que dice Dios.
The Holy Ghost told me to tell somebody in this sanctuary.
Dios me dijo que te dijera alguien aquí.
That you gotta have a preacher in your life.
Necesitas un predicador en tu vida.
That you gotta have a man of God in your life.
Necesitas un varón de Dios en tu vida.
You gotta understand.
Tienes que entender.
We're not just following after man.
No solamente seguimos el hombre.
But we follow the man.
Seguimos el hombre.
As he follows Christ.
Como él sigue a Cristo.
As long as the man is following Christ.
Si el hombre sigue a Cristo.
Then we stay behind the man.
Nosotros nos ponemos atrás.
And the moment that the man steps out of alignment with Christ.
El momento que deja de alinearse
con Cristo.
Then you ought
to find somebody that's walking with God.
Encuentra alguien más que camina con Dios.
But in the house that we go to.
Pero en la casa que vamos.
We are a blessed people.
Somos un pueblo bendecido.
And our man of God is walking after the things of God.
Y nuestro varón sigue a Dios.
He's walking after truth.
Nuestro varón sigue a la verdad.
You gotta get behind him today.
Tienes que ponerte atrás de él.
And you gotta say wherever you want to go, pastor.
Donde quieras ir, pastor.
We're gonna follow.
Te vamos a seguir.
Wherever you want to go, shepherd.
Donde quieras ir, pastor.
We're gonna follow.
Te seguiremos.
Praise God. day where people got to stop chafing against the word of God.
Es un día que dejen de pelear con la palabra.
Pushing back against instruction.
Empujando la instrucción.
And pushing back against the man of God.
Y empujando el varón de Dios.
And dismissing authority in your life.
Y no tomando en serio la autoridad.
I'm telling you, you don't want to walk down that path today.
No quieres caminar ese camino esta noche.
Because the word instruction.
Porque la palabra instrucción.
It also means to bind.
También significa atar.
We live in a culture and a generation.
Vivimos en una cultura
where people don't want to be bound to anything.
Donde no quieren estar atados a nada.
Can I preach today?
¿Le puedo predicar esta noche?
We live in a culture.
Vivimos en una cultura
where people like options.
Donde personas les gustan opciones.
They like a plan A.
Le gustan un plan A.
They want a plan B.
Le gusta plan B.
And if plan B doesn't work, they're going to have a plan C.
Y si plan B no sirve, van al C.
But this thing that we do in the house of God,
pero esto que hacemos en la casa,
it is a binding relationship with God.
Es una relación que nos ata con Dios.
And when you come to God,
y cuando vienes a Dios,
you got to take everything that comes with God.
Tienes que tomar todo lo que viene con Dios.
But we live in a world and a society.
Vivimos en un mundo y sociedad.
What people want to be able to have a little bit of wiggle room.
Donde la gente quiere tener espacio.
And be able to separate at times.
Y querer separar en tiempos.
With what thus saith the word of God.
Con lo que dice la palabra.
And if the preacher is preaching the word,
si el predica, predica la palabra,
then there ought to be an amen in your spirit.
Debe de haber un amen en tu espíritu.
If the preacher is preaching the book,
si el predicador le mira la
Biblia, then you just got to stand up and say praise
God. Tú tienes que pararte y decir gloria a Dios.
We live in a day.
Vivimos en un día.
Where commitment goes few and far between.
Donde el compromiso no, ya no lo quiere.
And people are afraid to be bound to something.
Y la gente tiene miedo a estar atados a algo.
That's why the divorce rates are so high.
Es por eso que hay muchos divorcios.
That's why extended adolescence is in the land.
Es por eso la adolescencia está
because
ahí.
People are afraid to commit.
Porque tienen miedo al compromiso.
And people are afraid to be bound to something.
Y tienen miedo a estar atado a algo.
But can I tell you today,
pero te puedo decir este día,
that you're going to be bound to something.
Que vas a estar atado a algo.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that you're going to be pulled away by the cords of your sins.
Que vas a estar llevado por tu pecado.
Can I tell you that if you're not bound to the kingdom of God,
si no estás atado al reino de Dios,
and the word of God,
y la palabra de Dios,
then your sins are going to take hold of you.
Tus pecados te van a agarrar.
If you're not bound to the kingdom of
si
God,
no estás atado al reino
and
de Dios,
the man of God,
y el hombre de Dios,
then your sins are going to carry you
tus
out of the
pecados
house.
Te llevarán fuera.
It's the prodigal.
Es el hijo pródigo.
When the prodigal says,
cuando el hijo pródigo dice,
he says, I'm tired of being bound.
Estoy cansado de ser atado.
I'm tired of living in this house.
Estoy cansado de vivir en esta casa.
I'm tired of living under this rule.
Estoy cansado de bajo esta regla.
I'm tired of living in this way.
Estoy cansado de vivir en este camino.
He said, I'm ready to go.
Él dice, estoy listo de irme.
He said, give me everything that you owe me.
Dame todo lo que me debes.
He said, bring me my inheritance.
Tráeme mi herencia.
He said, thanks for everything, Dad.
Dice, gracias por todo, papá.
But no thanks.
Pero no gracias.
And he began to dismiss instruction in his life.
Y empezaba a dejar la instrucción en su vida.
And he begins to walk the way of iniquity.
Y empieza a caminar en iniquidad.
The Bible says that he spent all of his money on righteous living.
La Biblia dice que gastó todo su dinero.
Can I tell you today,
te puedo decir esta noche,
that when you walk away from the house of God,
cuando te alejas de la casa de Dios,
that one day everything is going to run dry.
Que un día todo se va a acabar.
Can I tell you today,
te digo este día,
that when you walk away from the house of God,
cuando te vas de la casa de
that
Dios,
there's going to be another day that comes where you need something.
Va a haber otro día cuando necesitas algo.
Can I tell you today,
te puedo decir este día,
that all of your earthly possessions,
que todas tus posesiones
won't
terrenales,
be able to do anything for you,
no pueden hacer nada por
when
ti,
you walk away from the house of God,
cuando te alejas de la casa de Dios.
Hey, I got a proposition for you tonight.
Yo tengo una propuesta para ti.
Why don't you stay in the church?
¿Por qué no te quedas en la iglesia?
Why don't you get back to the house?
¿Por qué no regresas a la casa?
He runs out of money.
Se le acaba el dinero.
He doesn't have anything.
No tiene nada.
Bible says that he joins himself to a citizen of that country.
La Biblia dice que se junta con un ciudadano.
He's desperate at this point.
Está desesperado.
And none of us in this sanctuary
y nadie en este santuario
will willingly go to the pig pen to go and eat.
Se va con los, acuesta con los cerdos.
But it's what happens when you dismiss instruction in your life.
Pero es lo que pasa cuando no sigues
instrucción. And you say, I don't want to be bound to instruction.
Y dices, no quiero estar atado a las reglas.
The cords of your sin begin to take a hold of you.
Tus pecados te empiezan a agarrar.
And I don't think the prodigal wanted to end up in the pig pen.
Y el hijo pródigo no creo que quería llegar ahí.
But when you start to get hooked up to the cords of your sins,
pero cuando te juntas con tus pecados,
then you don't get to choose where it takes you.
No escoges donde te lleve.
Can I tell you today,
te puedo decir este día,
that sin will take you places that you never wanted to go.
El pecado te lleva a lugares que nunca quieres ir.
And sin will keep you far longer than you ever wanted to stay.
Y el pecado te deja muy lejos.
And when you hook up to the cords of your sins,
cuando te atoras con tu pecado,
it begins to drag you to places,
te empieza a arrastrar,
that you never thought you'd find yourself.
A lugares que pensabas que nunca vas a ir.
Prodigal son said, I got it.
El hijo pródigo dijo, yo me voy.
I don't need nobody.
No necesito a nadie.
I can do it all by myself.
Lo puedo hacer yo solo.
I can walk in this way.
Puedo caminar en este
I'm
camino.
Dismissing instruction in
no
my
estoy
life.
Siguiendo instrucción en mi
I'm
vida.
Dismissing the man of God in my
no
life.
Estoy siguiendo el varón
I'm
en mi
dismissing
vida.
The church in my life.
No estoy necesitando
I'm
la iglesia
dismissing
en mi vida.
The ark of safety in my life.
No necesito esta arca de seguridad.
And the cords of his sins.
Y las cuerdas de su pecado.
They begin to drag him to a place that he never thought he'd be.
Lo empiezan a arrastrar a un lugar.
He finds himself in a pig pen.
Y se encuentra acostado con los cerdos.
You've got to understand that today,
tienes que entender este día.
This is not just some passerby.
No solamente es algo.
But the Bible depicts him in the parable.
Pero la Biblia habla en esa escritura.
That's the king's son.
Es el hijo del rey.
He know what it is to live in royalty.
Él sabe lo que es ser realidad.
He know what it is to have his own bed.
Él sabe lo que es tener tu
he know what
cuarto.
It is to eat from the king's table.
Él sabe comer de la mesa
he
del
know
rey.
What it is to live a life that's not like the life
él
he's
sabe
at
vivir
right
una vida
now.
Así.
And now he finds himself. Now he finds himself.
Y ahora se mira
disconnected from instruction.
Desconectado de la iglesia.
Praise God. I don't want to be disconnected from instruction today.
No quiero estar desconectado de la instrucción.
I don't want to ever get to the place.
No quiero llegar al lugar.
Where I feel like I can do this all by myself.
Donde me siento que lo puedo hacer yo solo.
I don't ever want to get to the place.
No quiero llegar al lugar.
Where I feel like I don't need a preacher in my life.
Donde me siento que no necesito predicador.
Hear me today.
Escúchenme este día.
I preach most of the services that I sit in.
Predico casi todos los servicios.
But there's never going to be a time.
Pero nunca va a haber un tiempo.
Where I say, you know what? I need to sit down for a little while.
¿Saben qué? Me tengo que sentar.
Preacher, I need you to preach to me today. Excuse me, New Life.
Yeah.
I just want to hear the word of God.
Quiero escuchar la palabra
I'm
de Dios.
Not your evangelist for the night.
Yo no soy tu evangelista esta
but
noche.
Preacher, I need you to preach
pero
to
predicador,
me.
Predícame.
I need you to declare the word to me.
Necesito que declares la palabra.
I need instruction in my life.
Necesito instrucción en mi vida.
But the prodigal is pulled.
El hijo pródigo es arrastrado.
By the cords.
De la cuerda.
Of his own sin.
De su propio pecado.
At that point.
En ese punto.
When you dismiss instruction in your life.
Cuando dejas la instrucción en tu vida.
The devil can go on vacation.
El diablo se puede ir de vacación.
He will give you over to your own sin.
Él te entrega tu propio pecado.
And your sin will begin to lead the way in your life.
Y tu pecado llega a tu camino.
And you'll get so far removed from the house of God.
Y te alejas tanto de la casa de Dios.
So far removed from a man of God.
Te alejas del varón de Dios.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir este día.
Ezekiel chapter 33.
Ezequiel 33.
It talks about the watchman that's on the wall.
Habla del hombre que está en la torre.
He said, "I'll set you in a watchtower."
Dice, lo puso en la torre.
It's indicative of the man of God.
Habla del varón de Dios.
It's the man that sits up high.
Es el hombre que está arriba.
And he's looking out and he's giving warning for your life.
Y está mirando y da anuncios de tu vida.
He said, "If I send a sword to the land."
Dice, si mando espada a la tierra.
He said, "Man of God, it is your job."
El varón de Dios es el trabajo.
To blow the trumpet as loud as you can.
Que suene la trompeta.
And that's what we're doing when we come to the house of God.
Y es lo que hacemos cuando venimos aquí.
When the man of God gets up to preach,
cuando el varón predica,
he's sounding the alarm.
Está sonando la alarma.
When the man of God gets up and declares,
cuando el varón declara,
he's letting you know what's on the way.
Dejando saber lo que viene
he's
camino.
Saying you gotta take cover.
Él dice, ten cuidado.
There's a sword coming to
cúbrete
the land.
Viene espada.
You gotta hear the word today.
Tienes que escuchar la palabra.
When you dismiss instruction in your life,
pero cuando dejas la instrucción en tu vida,
the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that your sins,
que tus pecados,
and your folly,
y tus malvadas,
will take you away.
te arrastran.
And you'll be going astray.
Y te vas a otro
and
camino.
Now I'm so disconnected.
Y estás tan desconectado.
From the man of God.
Del varón de Dios.
And so disconnected.
Y tan desconectado.
From the house of God.
De la casa de Dios.
And so disconnected.
Y tan desconectado.
From the word of God.
De la palabra de Dios.
And so on a Sunday night.
El domingo esta noche.
When the man of God begins to lift up his voice and blow the trumpet.
Cuando el varón de Dios levanta su voz.
I'm so far from the house of God.
Estoy tan alejado de la casa.
That I can't even see the hear the sounds.
Que ni siquiera puedo escuchar el sonido.
When you dismiss instruction in your life.
Cuando dejas instrucción en tu vida.
You get so far away.
Te alejas tan lejos.
That you won't even be able to hear the warning.
Que ni puedes escuchar el anuncio.
That the man of God is sitting in the air.
De que el predicador está diciendo.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir esta noche.
That when Bishop gets up and preach like only he can.
Cuando el obispo predica como él puede.
He's sounding the alarm.
Está sonando la alarma.
When Pastor Collins gets in the pulpit.
Cuando el pastor Collins viene.
And he's preaching the word of God.
Y predica la palabra de Dios.
He's sounding the alarm.
Y está sonando la alarma.
Pray. But he said, "You shall die."
Pero dice, te morirás.
Without instruction.
Sin instrucción.
How?
¿Cómo?
Did you get so far away from the house of God?
Te alejaste tanto de la casa de Dios.
How did it end up this way?
¿Cómo terminó así?
How did you get so disconnected from the house?
¿Cómo te desconectaste tanto de la casa?
That you don't even hear the sound.
Que ya ni escuchas el sonido.
When the sound goes forth.
Cuando el sonido viene.
There's doom in the land.
Hay problemas en
you
la tierra.
You gotta get back to the church house.
Tienes que venirte a la casa.
You gotta get back to the house of God today.
Regresa a la casa de Dios.
You gotta get back where you can hear the sound.
Regresa donde puedes escuchar el sonido.
Of the trumpet.
De la trompeta.
That the man of God blows.
Que el hombre de varón de Dios.
I come to preach to somebody tonight.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien.
That you need a man of God in
necesitas
your life.
Un varón de Dios en tu vida.
That you gotta have instruction.
Necesitas instrucción.
That you can't be too separated.
No puedes estar tan separado.
From the house of God.
De la casa de Dios.
When a preacher preaches.
Cuando el predicador predica.
You gotta understand he's not just declaring to those that are in the building.
Tienes que entender no solo declara a los que están aquí.
When you preach, you begin to preach in the sanctuary.
Pero cuando predicas en el santuario.
And it goes out into the streets.
Se va a las calles.
And we try to declare the sound so loud.
Y queremos declarar el sonido tan recio.
That even backsliders are able to hear the sound.
Y hasta los alejados pueden escuchar.
And so it's not a day that we need to tone it down.
So no es un día que tenemos que calmarnos.
When the leadership is preaching.
Cuando el liderazgo predica.
They're desperately trying to get the sound to reach those.
Desesperadamente quieren que el sonido llegue
outside of the, my God,
a los que están afuera.
That are outside of the realm,
que están afuera de la casa,
of being able to hear the sound,
que no pueden escuchar el sonido.
But as we begin to preach,
pero cuando empezamos a predicar,
I begin to believe the Spirit of God will begin to draw.
Creo que el Espíritu llama.
I wonder, is there an amen in the house?
Me pregunto si hay un amén en esta casa.
Because as we begin to preach,
que dice mientras predicamos,
your amen in the house of the Lord,
tu amén en la casa,
will be able to push our voices a little bit further.
Empieza a empujar el sonido.
When we tell the prodigal,
cuando dijimos al pródigo,
you've got to get back to the house.
Te tienes que regresar a la casa.
You've got to get back to the house. Today.
Tienes que regresar a la casa.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to be careful.
Tienes que tener cuidado.
When you begin to complain,
cuando empiezas a quejar,
against the man of God,
contra el varón de Dios,
because he's already engaged in spiritual warfare,
porque ya está peleando en el espíritu,
on behalf of your soul,
por tu alma.
And every time we come with something that's less than what the kingdom is needing at that time,
cada vez que venimos con algo que es menos del reino que necesita,
we're pulling the man of God down.
Estamos jalando al varón para abajo.
We're saying, you know what? This needs to be fixed.
Sabes, esto tiene que ser arreglado.
This needs to be taken care of.
Esto lo tienes que solucionar.
And I'm not knocking that today.
Y yo no estoy peleando contra
There's
eso.
Some things that they've got to know.
Hay cosas que tienen que saber ellos.
But you want to know how we can push this thing to the next level.
Pero sabes cómo podemos llegar a otro nivel.
It's when you wake up in the morning.
Cuando te levantas en la mañana.
Pray for your man of God.
Ora por tu varón de Dios.
When you wake up in the morning.
Cuando te levantas en la mañana.
And you feel like I want to complain today.
Y te sientes que me quiero quejar.
Just begin to lift up your hands.
Empieza a levantar tus manos.
And say, God, thank you for a watchman today.
Gracias Dios por un pastor.
Thank you for a man that'll sit in the watchtower.
Gracias por alguien que se pone
thank
ahí.
You for somebody that will declare.
Gracias por alguien que declara.
Somebody say amen in God.
Alguien diga amen.
Praise God. I don't want to die like that.
No me quiero morir así.
I don't want to die without instruction.
No me quiero morir sin instrucción.
I don't want to die so far from the house that I couldn't even see it coming.
No me quiero morir alejado de la casa de Dios.
I don't want to die so disconnected from the things of God.
No me quiero morir tan desconectado
so
de las cosas.
So disconnected from the word of God.
Tan desconectado de la palabra.
So disconnected from the man of God.
Tan desconectado del varón.
That I can't even hear the sound.
Que ni siquiera puedo escuchar el sonido.
When he sounds the trumpet.
Cuando suena esa alarma.
I don't want to die without instruction.
No me quiero morir sin instrucción.
I don't want to be a man that thinks that I can do it all by myself.
Yo quiero ser un hombre que piensa que
lo
puede hacer
todo. And I don't need anybody telling me which way to go.
Y yo creo que alguien me tiene.
I don't need anybody telling me what to do.
Y no necesito a nadie.
We live in a society.
Vivimos en una sociedad.
And it's normal.
Que es normal.
That when we get kids toys for our kids,
que cuando agarramos juguetes para los niños,
or we put something together that we bought,
o ponemos algo junto que compramos,
it's normal in this day to throw away the instructions,
es normal aventar las instrucciones,
and just begin to build it all by yourself,
y empezar a hacerlo tú solo.
And then you have 50 pieces laying on the side.
Y luego tienes 50 piezas en el lado.
And you don't even like what you built.
Y ni siquiera te gusta lo que hiciste.
Can I tell you, you can do that with your daughter's dollhouse.
Te puedes decir, puedes hacer eso con el juguete.
You could do that with your son's little car that he plays with.
Puedes hacer con el juguete de tu niño.
You could put together Legos and maybe you'd be able to figure it out.
Puedes poner los Legos así.
But can I tell you today?
Pero te puedo decir este día.
That for this thing that we're walking called life.
Que esto que estamos caminando llamado vida.
I need instruction.
Necesito instrucciones.
I need somebody to tell me which way to go.
Necesito que alguien me guíe.
I need somebody to say this is the way.
Necesito que me diga, este es el camino.
You gotta walk in it.
Tienes que caminar en él.
Don't walk to the left.
No camines a la izquierda.
Don't walk to the right.
No camines a la derecha.
But you gotta walk straight ahead.
Pero camina derechito.
People that dismiss instruction.
Personas que dejan instrucciones.
They walk blind.
Caminan ciegos.
Their sin is carrying them and toting them wherever they want them to go.
Pecado los está arrastrando.
And they can't even see the way or the path.
Ni siquiera pueden mirar el camino.
And they're wondering why is there chaos in my life?
Y se preguntan por qué hay caos en mi vida.
Why is there calamity on every side?
Porque hay calamidad en cada lado.
Why every time when I walk I bump into something?
Porque cuando camino choco.
Because you dismiss the word in your life.
Porque has dejado la instrucción.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir este día.
That the entrance of the word.
Que cuando entra la palabra.
It bringeth light.
Viene la luz.
You gotta get the word of God back in your life. La palabra en tu vida. You need God to speak and say, let there be light.
Necesitas que
you gotta get back connected with the word today
con la
so that God can tell you which way
que
to go.
Dios te diga dónde vayas.
I can't do it by myself,
no lo puedo hacer yo solo,
but I gotta have his word.
Pero necesito su
I
palabra.
Gotta have his word
necesito
today.
Su palabra.
Praise God. It's okay tonight? I'm thankful Bishop and Pastor aren't here.
Estoy agradecido que Obispo no está aquí.
This is just what came up in the spirit.
Esto es lo que vino en el espíritu.
But it's better they're not here.
Y es mejor que no estén aquí.
They wouldn't want this type of attention.
Ellos no quieren esta atención.
But can I tell you what the Spirit is saying to the church
pero
today?
Te puedo decir lo que dice el Espíritu.
It's telling this church that we got to get behind the man of God.
Le dice que nos tenemos que respaldar al varón de Dios.
And in a day where everybody wants to do it their own way.
Y en un día que todos quieren hacerlo de su propia manera.
In a day where ego reigns supreme.
Un día donde el ego está tan fuerte.
In a day where there is a spirit of there ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do.
En un día donde hay un espíritu que nadie te va a
somebody needs to invite instruction in their life.
Alguien tiene que invitar instrucción en su
somebody
vida.
Needs to invite the word of God back
alguien
in their
invita
life.
La palabra de Dios en su
somebody
vida.
Needs to invite the man of God to have a place in their life.
Alguien invita al varón de Dios para que
somebody
tenga lugar.
Needs to say, preacher,
alguien diga, predicador,
preach to me tonight.
Predícame a mí.
It doesn't matter what you say.
No me importa lo que dices.
As long as you're preaching the word,
si predicas la palabra,
keep on preaching the word today.
Sigue predicando la palabra.
Do I have a witness in the house
que diga
that'll testify and say,
que testifique y diga,
I gotta have instruction in my life.
Instrucción en mi vida.
I need a man of God.
Necesito un varón de Dios.
Great men need instruction.
Hombres que oran.
David was one of the greatest men ever walk in the word of God.
David era los hombres más grandes en la Biblia.
Victory after victory.
Victoria tras victoria.
Feat after feat.
Hecho tras hecho.
Battle after battle.
Batalla tras batalla.
David was on top most of the time.
David estaba victorioso.
Bible says that Saul has slain his thousands.
La Biblia dice que Saul mató sus
David has slain his tens of thousands.
Pero David sus 10,000.
David was a great man.
David era un gran hombre.
But David was human.
Pero David era un humano.
David found himself in a place.
David se encontró en un lugar.
Where he was an adulterer.
Donde era un adultero.
And a murderer.
Y un asesino.
At the same time.
Al mismo tiempo.
Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
that David didn't show much remorse.
Que David no enseñó remorso.
But David needed a preacher in his life.
Pero David necesitaba un predicador.
And Nathan the prophet came and talked to David.
Y Natán el profeta vino.
And he gave him the parable.
Y le dijo la parábola.
And at the end of the parable.
Y al final de esa parábola.
He let him know, David.
Le dijo David.
You are that man.
Tú eres ese hombre.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir este día.
It doesn't matter how high you go.
Que no importa qué tan alto llegues.
It doesn't matter how great you get.
No importa qué tan grande
eres. It doesn't matter what you've done before.
No importa lo que has hecho antes.
You still gotta have a preacher in
aún
your life.
Aún necesitas predicador.
You still need somebody to tell you.
Aún necesitas alguien que te
you
diga.
You gotta walk this way.
Tienes que caminar así.
Or destruction lies at the door.
Porque la destrucción está
you
en la puerta.
You gotta walk this way.
Tienes que caminar
or
así.
Or you're gonna lose your family.
O pierdes tu
you
familia.
You gotta walk this way.
Tienes que caminar
or
así.
You're not gonna make it.
O no lo vas a hacer.
Stand with me all over this
house. Póngase de pie.
I don't want to die.
No me quiero morir.
Without instruction.
Sin instrucción.
I don't want to die. Without a preacher in my life.
No me quiero morir sin predicador.
I don't want to die without somebody giving me warning for my soul.
No me quiero dar sin que alguien me dé una.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir este día.
That you got to continue to pray for your man of God.
Continúa a orar por tu varón de Dios.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir.
That you got to take heed to instruction tonight.
Tienes que agarrar la instrucción esta noche.
Those that watch for your soul.
Los que guardan tu alma.
That spend hours upon hours pouring in the holy book.
Que ponen horas y horas en el
so
libro.
So that you can work your job.
Para que puedas trabajar
so
tu trabajo.
Provide for your family.
Para que puedas proveer por tu familia. Te puedo decir este día.
You gotta lift them up in prayer.
Tienes que levantarlos en oración.
You gotta cover them in the spirit today.
Tienes que cubrirlos en el espíritu.
You gotta say, preacher, I want you to preach to me.
Predicador, predícame.
Preacher, I need instruction in my
predicador, necesito instrucción.
I remember.
Me acuerdo.
In the old building.
En el otro edificio.
This church was so radical about preaching.
Esta iglesia era tan radical.
That preachers would come to the pulpit.
Que los predicadores venían.
And they would say, listen, y'all just gotta sit down.
Y dicen, escúchenme, siéntense.
Y'all remember that? Y'all need to sit down. Y'all make me nervous.
Se tienen que sentar, me hacen nervioso.
Y'all are too excited about the word of God.
Están muy emocionados por la palabra.
Y'all gotta just sit down.
Vayan y siéntense.
But I wonder if we can get back to those days.
Pero me pregunto si podemos llegar a esos
when
días.
It doesn't really matter who's in the pulpit.
Donde no importa quién está predicando.
But you just have a hunger for the word.
Pero tienes hambre para la palabra.
That says, preacher.
Que dice predicador.
Declare the word.
Declara la palabra.
Tell me what the word says.
Dime lo que dice la palabra.
I want instruction.
Necesito la instrucción.
We've got a revival week coming.
Tenemos un avivamiento que viene.
Wednesday night.
El miércoles en la noche.
It's a great opportunity.
Una buena oportunidad.
To get up here in the front.
Que vengas al frente.
Let me show you how we used to do it, young people.
Y te digo cómo lo vamos a hacer.
The young people.
Los jóvenes.
When the preaching went forth.
Cuando el predicador venía.
We would stand right here.
Se paraban aquí.
By myself. Y'all remember that? Any old school saints in the house? And the whole front will be filled and the altar will be filled.
Y todo el frente estaba lleno.
Before he even starts preaching.
Antes que empezaba a predicar.
And it wasn't no sitting back and just waiting to see what he's going to say.
Y no se sentaban para escuchar lo que decía.
There was such a hunger and a desperation.
Había un hambre y desesperación.
For the word of God.
Para la palabra de Dios.
On a level to where we blew the preacher
up.
And we will begin to declare.
Y empezábamos a declarar.
Preach the word, preacher.
Predica la palabra.
Preach the word,
predica
preacher.
La palabra.
We gotta hear it today.
Tenemos que escucharlo.
So I want to challenge the church today.
So quiero darle un reto a la iglesia.
Hey, I won't be here Wednesday night to
no
see
voy a
if you pass
aquí el miércoles.
The test. But I wonder, can the young people on Wednesday night, on Sunday morning, on Sunday night,
si los jóvenes and from los this miércoles day y los domingos.
I wonder, can you have a hunger in your spirit
si podrán tener un hambre
for
su espíritu,
the word of God
para la palabra de Dios,
on a level that you've never had it before?
En un nivel que no lo has tenido antes.
When the preacher gets up to preach,
cuando el predicador predica,
you come stand right here.
Tú te paras aquí.
Let's try it right now.
Y hazlo ahorita.
God is good.
Dios es bueno.
I'm thankful for the word of God.
Estoy agradecido por la palabra.
I'm thankful for the truth of the word of God.
Estoy agradecido por la verdad.
I'm thankful for a preacher in my life.
Estoy agradecido por un predicador.
I want instruction today.
Yo quiero instrucción este día.
Yeah. It feels good in the house tonight.
Si hay algo,
if we come every service,
si venimos cada servicio,
with this type of hunger for the word
con esta hambre para la palabra,
we can turn this city upside down.
Podemos voltear la ciudad.
Does anybody believe what I'm
preaching? ¿Alguien que lo cree esta noche?
That's your homework.
Es tu tarea.
Wednesday night.
El miércoles en la noche.
Brother Jacob Phillips will be here.
Jacob Phillips va a estar aquí.
He's crazy anyway.
Él está loco.
You probably won't shake him much.
Tal vez no lo vas a mover.
But I wonder, can you try it?
Pero me pregunto si puedes tratarlo.
As soon as he touches the microphone,
en cuanto toca el micrófono,
there ought to be a crowd of people in the front.
Debe haber un grupo enfrente.
Saying, preach to me, preacher.
Dice, predícame.
Declare the truth tonight.
Declara la verdad.
We want to hear what you've got to say.
Quiero escuchar lo que dices.
And when there is a connection from the pulpit,
y cuando hay una conexión de aquí,
all the way down to the pew,
hasta la banca,
there will be a Holy Ghost explosion.
Va a haber una explosión
house.
Espiritual.
I want to give you clap your hands right now.
Aplauda tus manos ahorita.
I want to give you give God a great praise.
Y alaba a Dios.
They're going to begin to sing in this house.
Van a empezar a cantar.
I wonder, can we lift up our hands all
quiero
over
levantar
the house
las manos.
I wonder, can we invite instruction in our life tonight?
Inviten instrucción en su vida.
I wonder, can we reach out to God?
Alcancen a Dios.
And say, God, I gotta have instruction.
Dios, necesito instrucción.
God, I wanna hear your word.
Dios, quiero escuchar
God,
tu palabra.
I wanna know your truth.
Dios, quiero saber tu
I
verdad.
Don't know which way to turn.
No sé para dónde ir.
But God, guide me in the way.
Pero Dios, guíame.
I wonder, can we pray all over this house?
Vamos a orar
right
en esta casa.
Let the whole world laugh.
Come on, somebody make a commitment
done.
Right now. I'm gonna pray for the man of God.
Voy a orar por el varón de Dios.
I'm gonna pray for my house of God.
Voy a orar por la casa de Dios.
I'm gonna fall in love with the word of
me
God.
Me voy a enamorar con la palabra.
Come on, I don't wanna die tonight.
No me quiero morir
without instruction.
Sin la instrucción.
But I need His word.
Pero necesito su palabra.
Come on, lift up your voice.
Levanten
right
su voz.